Let me just say, firstly, Merry Christmas to every one of you. Why don't you just turn around and tell someone Merry Christmas? Now that you are relaxed, I can tell you something. How would you announce a baby coming into the world? How would you do it? I mean, today we have, you know, Facebook, we have WhatsApp, we have many means of social media available to us. How would you announce? If it's a girl, twinkle, twinkle, little star. Not what I wonder what you are. But little darling, you know, is finally here with all the hard words of mom pushing, pushing, and pushing. For a boy, little man. Little man has arrived. Our hearts are filled with joy and we welcome him to our world. For Jesus Christ, when he came to this world, there was no social media. The only way to transmit a news or an announcement was from one hearer to another hearer, from one person to another person. So how do you announce the coming of Jesus Christ when he came into this world? I tell you, the angel announced it to the shepherd guiding the sheep in the field. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared before them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel assured them, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news, and it will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, in the city of David." You know, the announcement of Jesus Christ was to bring great joy into the hearts of the hearer. And today, as we sing all this Christmas caroling, as we, you know, sing all these songs, there is great joy that is in the house. And I tell you, our world does need joy. With what is happening in our world, we need joy. I don't know about you. You know, I went to Canning Up Shopping Center. It's supposed to be Christmas. You would expect joyful people caroling, you know, Christmas tree. But it was so normal. The world needs joy. And Jesus Christ came to bring that joy into the world. Today, if you are a lonely heart, let me assure you, Jesus Christ is the joy giver. He's the only one that can give you joy in your heart. The Bible says if you believe in him, you will experience joy and unspeakable joy. Joy that is overflowing. I'm sure that you meet people whose faces are sad and they don't have an answer. But I want you to know that Jesus Christ came to this world. And when he came to this world, he came with five dimensions of him coming into this world. The first is universal. He came to all people. Christ came for all people to bring joy to all people. Christ was born as the Savior of the world. Regardless of your color, your race, your background, your status, or even your gender, Jesus came to become the joy giver, universal to all the world. You know, the first thing my mom tells me when I want to become a Christian was this: why be a Christian? Christianity is only for the Western world. But I'm telling you, Jesus came with a universal purpose to become Savior of the world, to bring joy to every heart. And he came to express the love of God. And how does he express it? He expressed it when he died at the cross for all people, including you. Jesus came, and he's the answer for broken humanity. He's the answer for despair society. He's the answer to troubled nation. He's the answer to dysfunctional family, broken marriage, and he's the answer to you, whether your need is real or felt. Truly, Christ came, universal for all people so that we can experience Him and our hearts can fill with joy. People from everywhere, near and far, need a Savior, and He is the Savior. He's the one that has the ability to forgive sin and give us hope of eternal life. Christ came to meet all our needs. Nothing is too difficult for Him. Nothing is too great for Him. Nothing is too large for Him. He can meet all your needs. Every human needs can be met through Jesus Christ. He came with a universal dimension. He came with a historical dimension. The Bible tells, unto you this day, there is a day that He came. He did not just suddenly appear and say, I'm here. Definitely, He is not Star Wars, Obi-Wan. He is not a phantom. He is real, and He came, and history is tied to Him. We have B.C., before Christ, A.D., in the year of our Lord. Jesus was born on this day, an event that the whole world is celebrating today. It's a historical fact that is recorded in history. I was taught that in school, in my history lesson. I'm telling you, Jesus came with a historical dimension. The faith of Christianity is based on one point in history. This day, the fullness of time, in God's timetable, in God's timing, God sent His Son Jesus into the world. History. The Greeks defined history as a series of non-unique, ever-recurring events. That's where we say history repeats itself. But the birth of Jesus Christ on this day proved them wrong. Because there is only one on this day where Christ is born. It will never be repeat again. This is a day that will never happen again. God has already sent His Son into this world, Jesus. And there is no other day like this day in human history. Don't look for another day. This day is the day where Christ is born to be the Savior of the world. He came with a geographical dimension. In the city of David, Christ was born in a place on earth, a spot in the map where you can pinpoint the city of David, Bethlehem. Christ did not suddenly appear. He has a birthplace to show you that He came not from outer space. He came as God becoming human flesh. How many of you have a passport? How many of you have a passport, put out your hand. If you have a passport, they are interested to know where you are born, because it established your root. Christ was born in the city of David, from the house and the line of David, as promised by God unto David, a man after God's own heart. He came with a redemptive dimension. Unto you this day, a Savior has been born. This is the good news. This is the good news to fill every troubled heart. This is the good news to fill every disturbed heart. This is the good news to fill every lonely heart, that Jesus Christ is born to become the Savior. The Savior is born. The angel announced it, and with great joy, it was received by the shepherd who heard it. There is a specific time, a specific place, and a specific purpose that why Jesus came. God invaded human life by sending His Son Jesus into the world to become Savior. And how did He do it? When He died on the cross. So that man can receive forgiveness of sin, and the work of the enemy, Satan, the devil, can be destroyed. This is what the Bible tells us. For you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from sin. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he came, that he may destroy the works of the devil. He came with a redemptive dimension. He came with a prophetic dimension. Unto you is born this day in the city of David. Yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem. Christ is the Messiah, the promised Messiah from King David's family line. The Jews have been waiting for him thousands of years. He is the hope of their heart. And how did the Jews survive so much trouble in the Old Testament? They were sent 70 years in captivity. Their nation was destroyed. How did they manage to preserve their identity? It's because of this. They believe that the Messiah will come. He will come to restore. He will come to give them hope. So the birth of Jesus Christ was not a surprise to the Jewish people. It was a fulfillment of the Old Testament. Hundreds of them in the Old Testament prophesies about his coming. Christ, the Lord, the Messiah. God kept his promise. You would expect the Jews to be waiting for the promised Messiah. You would expect them to give a baby shower when Jesus came, which is so popular today in our world. No, the Bible said this. He came into the very world he created, but the world did not recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they reject him. But to all who believe in him and accept him, he gives the right to become children of God. What a powerful story of Jesus coming. That you and I who believe in him can experience forgiveness, can experience joy, can be a child of God, can be his child. He did not put how much you have to pay in some country. In order for you to become a citizen of a country, you had to pay a lot of money. God never do that. He just said, I love you. I send my son to you. If you believe in him, you'll become my child. I'm telling you, no one loves you more than the Father up there who sent his son Jesus Christ into this world to prove that he loves you. So Christ's coming is not just for the Jewish people. It's not just for the West. It's for the whole world. For everyone who believes in him, whosoever who believes in him can become his child. I tell you, Jesus came. Many millions, billions have put their faith in Jesus Christ. And today, many will be turning, looking up, and celebrating this special day. The reason why we are here, because the Savior has come. And it should change how we live. Amen? I don't know what is happening to our world. I'm sure you are like me, wondering what is happening. Many of us are here today because we cannot travel out. But I'm telling you, no matter what is happening in our world with all the uncertainty, there is one thing for certain. Jesus Christ came in the flesh. He is the Word that became flesh. He came, and he came for a purpose, so that you and I, who believe in him, may be make children of God. I ask you this Christmas, if you are a believer, may you hold the Christmas story, not a fairy tale, but a story, a true event. May you hold it dearly and let this person named Jesus, let his kingdom, let his glory, let his kingdom, let his person impact your life, that you will never be the same again. You know, this morning we sang so wonderful songs. I remember that part when we sang, His kingdom will never end. That's why He came. He came so that you and I may become children of God. But if you do not know Him, don't let it be just another Christmas, another Christmas. Let it be a Christmas that you can come to know Christ, the Savior of the world. The only hope you have, the only answer to humanity. No one except Christ. Let me get the worship team to come. And as every head is bowed this morning, what is Christmas to you? Is your heart troubled? Is your heart sad? He came. I hear, and the angel announced, and great joy fills the heart of the hearer. I come to you today with the Christmas message, why He came. Do you know the true meaning of Christmas? Why don't you make this Christmas a special Christmas where you give your heart to Christ? While every head is bowed, if you have not known Christ and you want to give your heart to Christ and receive the best Christmas gift that you can ever have, forgiveness of sin, the hope of eternal life, joy in your heart. Where you are, just lift your hand up and I'll pray for you. Is there anyone? Jesus. The rest of us, we have believed in Him. May this Christmas, with everything that is happening in our world, let me tell you, Christ's kingdom is invading this world. We may not see it with our eyes, but suddenly we will see this Jesus whom I preach and you believe. Let's stand up to sing this song. That this Christmas may we experience your kingdom power, your kingdom joy, your kingdom glory. May your kingdom fill the earth as they celebrate Christmas throughout the world, Father. May they experience the kingdom of God invading human hearts. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Don't be in a hurry to go. Stay back for fellowship. It is Christmas.